This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 201 for Tuesday, December 28th. ICE Canoda futures are higher on Tuesday as the Canadian oilseed attempts to recover some lost ground lost prior to the four-day Christmas break. The January canola contract is up $4.70 at $1,014.40 per ton. The more heavily traded March contract gains $10.10 at $1,013.80 per ton, and the May contract jumps $13.10 at $987.80. While there are declines in European rapeseed, support for canola is coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex as well as Malaysian palm oil. Small increases in global crude oil prices are also supportive of edible oils. Continuing tight supplies and the need to ration demand are underpinning canola values. However, it can be seen as overpriced when compared to other edible oils. A spate of frigid weather this week could slow grain movement across the prairies. However, temperatures are forecast to dramatically improve by New Year's Day. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher, with the loonie at 78.12 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.05. The markets continue to take more interest in the dry conditions in southern Brazil and northern Argentina. Meanwhile, excessive rains in northern Brazil will likely delay the coming harvest. Dryness also continues across the United States' northern and southern plains, affecting winter wheat crops. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange increases its call on Argentina wheat production by 2.4% at 21.5 million tons. The wheat harvest is estimated to be 78% finished. Russia is projecting its coming wheat crop to reach 81.3 million tons. Ukraine says its 2021-22 wheat harvest brought in 32.7 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday morning. The March contract gains 3.5 cents at $13.75 per bushel. March soy oil is up nearly 2/10 of a cent at 57.04 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal rises $3.10 at $4.1140 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Tuesday. The March contract dips a half cent at $6.14 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the March contract dropping 14 cents at $7.10. The U.S. wheat complex is also weaker, with Chicago March losing 11 cents at $7.93. Kansas City March falls 13 cents at $8.34. And Minneapolis March loses 12 cents at $10.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 28th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.